It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, and we're joined today by the Honorable John Thune, representing South Dakota, Majority Whip for the Republicans in the Senate. It's great to see you.
Thanks, Tony. It's always good to be with you. Thanks.
Okay. You've spent a little time on both sides of the Capitol. Are you liking this side a little better than the other?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, being one of 100 as opposed to one of 435 is a much better position. And of course, it was challenging in the House. South Dakota only has one. You know, Texas has, I think, 31, and California has 54 or so. So I would get a kick out of it when our leadership would say, go have a meeting with the other members of your delegation, because I could have that in a phone booth. But so, yeah, you're in a better position, I think, over here to influence. And although I served on the Ag Committee in the House and serve on in the Senate, and so we've been interested in agriculture for a long time and do everything we can when farm bills come up to make sure that we get good, strong, balanced bills that are good for production agriculture.
Let's go back home for a moment. Statewide conditions, it's been tough.
Really tough. I mean, we don't have a lot of crop planted. We've got several million acres that haven't been planted yet. And I think we're only behind in corn, maybe two states in the country, in terms of the percentage of the crop that's in the ground. And so it's going to be a tough year. And I think a lot of guys are probably going to end up taking Prevent Plant under the crop insurance program, which is what it's there for. But that's tough. Our guys obviously would much rather be farming and getting their return at the marketplace.
Well, you mentioned farm bill implementation, and Prevent Plan is part of that. Another issue that you worked on was cover crop. Still waiting on guidelines.
We are. We've been trying, urging, and with implementation of the farm bill, which passed late last year, we've been trying to get USDA to get guidelines out there, particularly with respect to cover crops. And we've had some concerns about some of the things that they've been put out there. We sent a letter just this last week with a number of senators on both sides of the aisle, basically essentially telling USDA that a November 1 date for mechanically harvesting or grazing cover crops in the northern plains is just too late. And so they need to adjust that. And, you know, that's why in the implementation phase of a farm bill, you got to be paying attention to what's going on, make sure that they get it right and that the decisions they make are consistent with the needs of the agricultural community in different parts of the country.
Overall, feel good with where the direction the farm bill's going?
Yeah, overall, I mean, we would like to see them doing some things a little differently. I mean, right now, particularly with the low commodity prices, we added raised the acreage cap in the CRP program this year from 24 million to 27 million acres in the farm bill. And right now, with some of the acres that are coming out, contracts that are expiring, we're going to be down under 20 million acres before long. And so we're really urging USDA to do general sign-ups. They've announced a continuous sign-up, continuous CRP acre sign-up. We need a general sign-up as soon as possible to get some of those acres out of production. And not only is that, of course, it's a conservation benefit, but also with these low commodity prices, it would be generating less crop, less surplus, and hopefully having a positive and beneficial impact on prices.
So you talk about a surplus, and all you have to do is look at some disruptions in trade and tariff retaliation, and that's another event, kind of like a bad weather event that producers are facing now.
Well, it's kind of piling some bad news on top of bad news for producers. We've had several years now of low commodity prices. In fact, net farm income is half today of what it was in 2013, and farm debt's 30% higher than it was in 2013. So things are tough on the farm, and then you add this weather cycle that we're in, and then you've got this uncertainty, which creates volatility and invites retaliation from some of these other countries. And so markets have been closed off, markets are shifting. There's a lot of disruption and instability, and what farmers want is certainty and predictability, which is why, you know, we want to get the farm bill done to give them that in terms of the policy part of it. But it would be great if the administration could close a couple of these trade deals out so they had some certainty about the marketplace, because we're very dependent. In South Dakota, for example, about two-thirds of our soybeans go to China. And with the China market shut down now, there's a lot of shifting going on. But the fear always is that you're going to lose those markets, once they go away, that they aren't coming back.
You know, I just got to thinking, your work on that Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee infrastructure kind of falls into there as well, doesn't it?
It does. We have, and I just came from a Commerce Committee hearing, but we have, yeah, planes, trains, automobiles under our committee's jurisdiction. We have tech, internet, space program, oceans. It's the committee with, frankly, the broadest jurisdiction of any committee in the Senate. So it has big reach, and we pay a lot of attention to the farm-to-market transportation system, too, which is very important in a state like South Dakota that's a long way from ultimate market destinations, whether it's Pacific Northwest or the Gulf. We got to have good transportation to get it there, and so we pay a lot of attention to those infrastructure issues.
If we would have said Great Divide 50 years ago, 100 years ago, it would have meant one thing. You say Great Divide today, and it's really a divide between urban and rural areas when it comes to broadband. Is that a topic you're watching?
It is. We pay a lot of attention to that. I view certainly high-speed internet services, access to high-speed broadband to be an infrastructure issue. And it's one that under our jurisdiction at the Commerce Committee, we have the FCC. They have something called a high-cost fund, which is designed to help get resources out there to deploy broadband services in rural areas of the country. And they do a reasonably good job with that. We can always do better. USDA now has a program that Congress funded last year at the tune of $600 million year one, $1 billion over two, designed to get more deployment of high-speed internet services into rural areas. So we want to make sure that those funds end up hitting the target, that they aren't overbuilding, that they're actually hitting those underserved areas, and there are a lot of them out there in rural America. But so we can always do a better job. But if you look at the progress that's being made, I'm also pleased with some of the things I've seen just in the past few years and some of the investments that have been made.
Final one for you, and just want you to look in your crystal ball, or maybe this is more of a wish list, but as you look down the road, what is something that you're really excited about or you're really eager to jump in with both feet?
Well, one of the things about the Commerce Committee's work, and of course, like I said, I serve on Ag, I serve on the Finance Committee, which is has taxes and trade and a lot of stuff. But if I look at the Commerce Committee, there's a lot of there's a real runway to some cool things that are happening. Autonomous vehicles, and we're right in the middle of that discussion and debate, and I don't think that's as far away as most people think. 5G, internet services, mobile broadband is something that we're in a race with other countries around the world to win. And I see that as having enormous economic benefits for people in this country. Whoever wins that in terms of jobs and growth and wages is going to benefit enormously. And so, it's exciting to see what's happening in the world of technology. And those are the kinds of things I think that really keep you motivated. You look at what the potential is and how we can improve the standard of living and the quality of life for people in this country with some of those innovations, and you just want to be around to help do everything you can to put the policies in place that make that happen.
Great to see you. Thanks for your work. Wish you the best.
Thanks, Tony. Good being with you.
Again, it's the Honorable John Thune representing South Dakota in the Senate. And from Washington, I'm Tony St. James. It's the Agribusiness Report.